I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The family of a Riverline train operator who died Monday after hitting a tree on the tracks in Burlington County is taking legal action against New Jersey Transit, the state of New Jersey, and several other groups. KYW's Vic Ragupathy has the details.
Jessica Haley was a single mother of three boys in Levittown, PA. She was killed and at least 23 passengers were hurt in Monday morning's train crash in Mansfield Township, New Jersey. Rebecca Haley, Jessica's sister, also works as a conductor for Alstom Transportation, who is contracted with NJ Transit and has retained the services of Philly-based law firm Annapol Weiss. Attorney and Annapol Weiss shareholder Kyla Baldwin is representing the family, and she said initial conversations indicate trees on the River Line tracks have been a recurring issue for years.
It appears there was a reckless indifference to a very open and obvious problem. Apparently, trains have hit trees in that same section in the past, albeit not as large and not causing injuries, but it was definitely an issue that they should have been aware of and should have been protecting the trains from.
Baldwin says, along with the mourning, the Haley family is angry.
Honestly, there's just disgust and heartbreak at the conduct of New Jersey Transit. It was a very obvious danger, and now Jessica's dead, and it could have been prevented.
A New Jersey Transit spokesperson declined comment due to pending litigation. Authorities in Camden have identified the victim of a fatal shooting on Sunday. The Camden County Prosecutor's Office says 25-year-old Nasir Mason of Camden was found bleeding after being shot on Kossuth Street at about 4 p.m. Sunday afternoon. He was rushed to the hospital and pronounced dead half an hour later. No arrests were announced and the shooting remains under investigation. Anyone with information is asked to call Camden Police or the Camden County Prosecutor's Office. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy announced another round of medical debt relief for tens of thousands of people. The state will once again wipe out $100 million in past due medical bills. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has the story.
In this round of relief, the state purchased $120 million of medical debt with about $900,000 in federal funding.
This is a pretty crazy opportunity to give relief to a lot of folks who are being crushed right now.
New Jersey previously purchased $100 million of debt relief in August. A total of more than 125,000 families are benefiting from these two purchases. In a post to his X account, Murphy said healthcare needs an overhaul, but short of that, this is the next best thing.
We don't like the system, but as long as this is the system, let's maximize our hand in retiring medical debt for pennies on the dollar.
The debt was purchased through the firm Undo, which forgives instead of trying to collect. It's becoming an annual tradition. Philadelphia area school children got a chance to pick out their new winter coats courtesy of the Auto Dealers Caring for Kids Foundation. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
You could call it organized chaos as school kids chose their new winter coats out of cardboard boxes at the convention center. Sixth grader Christopher Fickler from Francis Scott Key Elementary was trying to find one that was just right.
Most of my friends got coats right there.
Yeah. Are you looking for a particular color or style? What are you looking for?
Particular color.
He went with a puffy blue over black hooded one. It's just one of the thousands of free coats distributed over the 17 years of the Driving Away the Cold program, says Auto Dealers Association VP Jeff Glansman.
We've been able to give away 675,000 coats to kids throughout the Philadelphia area who are in need.
Kevin Mazzacola is executive director of the Auto Dealers Caring for Kids Foundation.
It's a simple way to help the families that are struggling and the kids to be warm in the winter.
He says the foundation will provide 8,000 coats to children in the Philadelphia School District this year. Early voting is open in Philadelphia, and as KYW's Justin Udo tells us, members of the orchestra are utilizing the program that's helping them fulfill their civic duty while overseas.
As third chair horn in the Philadelphia Orchestra, Chelsea McFarland is used to being heard, and now she's also making noise by early voting. and doing so through an absentee ballot.
So I find it very important to get those ballots in and have our voices heard, especially in such an important place.
McFarland and a number of other orchestra members dropped their absentee ballots off at City Hall Tuesday to show the power of early and absentee voting, seeing that they'll be touring China during the November 5th election.
It's wonderful. It was such an easy process to get my ballot and so easy to turn it in today. So happy to be doing it.
City Commissioner Lisa Dilley says they have nearly a dozen satellite early voting locations across Philadelphia.
There is plenty opportunity for you to still have your voice heard. Please make a plan, be a voter.
At those satellite locations, people can register to vote, turn in ballots, and have their voting questions answered. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.